Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Pompano Beach getting ready to dive for lobsters once again. I'm with my dive buddy, CJ. Are you ready?
I'm psyched, dude. Let's do it.
We are on the Black Pearl. We have Captain Aria with us. This is like a flashback to a few weeks ago when I was down here for the sinking of the Yokonawa. However, this time we are on a mission. We are on a dive for meat. What do you think of that, CJ?
Sweet sea meat.
Okay, sweet sea meat. Yes, we're going to go after some lobsters while some other folks go dive the Lady Luck. Ari is going to drop us on a reef, CJ and I, and we're going to look for bugs. And, you know, it's been a few weeks since the season has been open. We got our loopers ready. You are looping. You're not tickling, right?
I'm looping. We practiced for Bug Fest. We caught a few bugs, and now it's time to get serious.
That's right. You know, they've had a few weeks to, you know, absorb the initial rush of divers for the opening of the season at the beginning of August. Now they have repopulated the shallow reefs that we're going to dive today. That is my hope. If not, we are going to be limiting out on the radio, which is 6 lobsters per diver per day here where we are today in Pompano Beach.
6!
No, just 2. So me and you can get 12 today. That's the most we can get. But I think that's, you know, the odds are with us, maybe. You know, on the radio, we're definitely going to limit out. I'll tell you that much.
I like our chances because Aria knows where to go.
She does. As a matter of fact, I saw the pictures on Facebook. She has a sign here on the boat that says, "Will work for lobster," I think, or lobster tips or something. And she was holding a big old monster lobster on the South Florida Diving Facebook page just a couple weeks ago. So I asked her about that, and I said, "Did you catch that?" And she goes, "No, it was a tip." And I'm like, "Whoa, that was way better than any kind of monetary tip." You hear what I'm saying, CJ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we have this going on, and who knows? We might be able to fit in a reef dive, or maybe we'll hit the Okinawa after a couple weeks of being down. CJ hadn't seen that yet. I saw it on the, you know, I was one of the first divers on the planet that got to dive that. So that's kind of on your list while we're down here. Hopefully it is to dive that site, I guess, right?
That'd be cool, man, if we can. Absolutely.
So we will see if that works. Now, what is your goal when it comes to lobster other than limiting now to getting your 6 for the day?
Just have fun, enjoy the dive, catch as many as we can, and eat them later.
Okay, so really,
washing it down with Captain Walt's famous rum punch.
Yes, we are staying at the Gomez Hilton, and we did have our welcome rum punch last night when we checked in.
Oh, I got to say this legally, and you didn't remind me. Accommodations for Scuba Radio provided by the Gomez Hilton.
Okay, yeah, so we have to do that legally now every time we come to South Florida and stay there. It is one of the arrangements that we've made with Captain Walt DeMartini, and he's been very accommodating. It's the least we could do. For sure. And I'll tell you, we're going to have a party over there later, hopefully with lobster appetizers for a few folks to come over and join us. We've had some friends. You know, last week we were talking about Captain Dennis was flying his private plane down to South Florida to join us for some diving. He did get here to Pompano, but we're on the morning dive right now and recording the show. And I will say that he is not here because he got in like at 2:30 in the morning. And it was so late at the local Pompano Beach Airport that it was shut down. He parked his plane, and it was all locked up. He couldn't get out of the airport for like an hour. So he got it to his hotel, checked in about 2:30, and said, "Hey, I can't make the morning dive." But He may join us in a little while for an afternoon excursion.
It's two shows colliding into one awesome radio experience. You got the planes, you got diving. It's an adventure.
It is. It is a...
Would you leave some other shows for some other radio guys, Greg? You don't have to hog all the cool stuff.
Well, no, I'm just following the, you know, the flight path and, you know, the fin kicks of Mr. Jimmy Buffett. Something like that. You know, planes, diving, little boating thing.
Yeah. So in his wake is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. We're kind of living that that lifestyle for sure and mixing them all together.
You could do a lot worse.
I could. I'm very, very fortunate, no doubt. And we did get a sign from above on our trip down to South Florida. Now, this picture is up at Facebook. It's been up there for a few days now, if you're just getting on Facebook. So look at it or look for it on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. But while we're driving down South 95 on our way to catch these lobsters to go diving in South Florida, we look up in the sky and CJ sees what?
A giant shark cloud.
A shark cloud.
And very, very defined and clear.
Yeah, it was very obvious that this was a giant shark in the sky made out of clouds. We're driving South 95. I'd say we were probably around Vero Beach, just about a half hour out of Orlando. And we're looking up and CJ goes, look at that cloud. It looks like a shark. And I'm like, oh my God, that's pretty amazing.
If this would have been a movie or a TV show, you would have said, CGI, way too fake, way too perfect, dead in front of us. But it was absolutely real, and I grabbed it, snapped a picture with my iPhone.
Yeah, so we have the proof, and Jerry the Diver Guy already chimed in and said that he thought it was the beginning of a Sharknado. I think it was just a sign from above that says, guys, you're going to have an awesome adventure underwater over the next couple days. You're going to catch all the lobsters you need and can get legally, and you're going to be having just the best time of your life. Or... we're going to be eaten by a shark.
No, I think it'll be really sharky. I think we'll see some cool sharks, catch some lobsters. It's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that one as well because I don't think it's an ominous sign. It was all white and puffy and feel-good kind of thing. So I think it was a good sign.
I thought I saw a big smile.
I did, too. I did. On me or on the shark?
No, the shark.
Okay, yeah, I agree. It was definitely gaped open. So go check it out. It's a pretty cool picture, and it's one of those freaky kind of things where you think there has to be a reason. You got to connect those dots and think that there's something going on. Someone's looking out for us and making sure that we're going to have the dive adventure that we had hoped for. And I got to say, the conditions down here in South Florida, once again, are pitch perfect. I don't know if pitch perfect's right, but they're perfect. If you want to sing, you'd be right on pitch. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I take that back. We'll just go with perfect. But, the thing was September, as I said last week, is the best time of year to dive in Florida in the Caribbean. And I think today is shaping up to be just one of those days. There's hardly any wind. The seas are going to be pretty much flat calm. Hopefully the viz will be the same as well because of there not being any wind. The sediment and all that kind of stuff is not being stirred up. It's calm and it's bath water warm. My guess is we're going to be experiencing about 84 degree water temperature or thereabouts. 84. What do you think? What is your guess?
I like it. And it'll be 98.6 right around my area.
Okay. We didn't really need to know that. You're wearing a wetsuit, right?
No.
Okay, remind me to dive in front of you. I'll be the leader, you be the follower.
I'm just saying stay hydrated. It's important.
Yeah, okay. It is. It is important, but it's important to also dive, be the leader in your dive buddy team if indeed the other person is planning to relieve themselves throughout the dive experience. Because you don't want to be in that wake, that underwater wake of CJ today, it sounds like. You're drinking a lot of fluids.
I'm starting to get hydrated, dude. Yeah, okay. Well, I had some coffee, so now you got to counterbalance that with H2O.
Okay, all right, that's your excuse. But once again, I'll be the leader, okay? So you always swim downstream.
All right, so you follow me.
No, it's the other way around, just so we're clear, all right?
Got it, you follow me.
No.
No, I'll lead and you follow me.
No, that's not it, but we'll have to do the best we can.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out with hand signals and a complicated series of flags and code.
Yeah. Well, you remember the signal for... What is the signal for that if you're going to let go get out of the way kind of thing. Is there a sign or signal that we should set up here? Oh, you're going to make dolphin sounds underwater. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that would work. We saw dolphins last time we were down here.
Maybe they'll come visit us again.
Yeah. You know, last time we were bugging there at Lauderdale by the sea, we had a pod of wild dolphins swim right by us. I never had that happen before. That was pretty cool.
That was really mind-blowing and cool, and it'd be cool if we saw them again, and they'd look over and go, oh, those morons again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that's exactly what they'd be saying, too. But hopefully they'd be happy to see us as much as we are happy to see them. You know, I love coming to South Florida from Orlando. It's a quick 3-hour drive, and you're in underwater paradise. So, hey, stick around. We got plenty more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, because we are bug hunting and we're taking you with us.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down all the
way. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in South Florida, Pompano Beach, with South Florida Diving Headquarters. We're on the Black Pearl, CJ and myself. We just did our first lobster dive. We saw a lobster.
I wouldn't call it a lobster dive.
It was a dive. It was a beautiful dive. And once again, we have plenty more diving to go before we limit out today for our limit of six lobsters per diver, right?
No danger of that.
Well, what do you mean, no danger? Of course we're going to limit out on the radio.
How so?
We're going to limit out on the radio. We limit out on the radio every time we go diving for lobster, CJ. Have you not learned that over the years?
Liar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dream big.
Dream big. That's right. Cap Maria is the captain here of the Black Pearl. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good day. This is like bathtub diving, isn't it? It's flat calm. I love this.
Yeah, we got 1 to 2 inches, not feet, inches, 84 degree water. I'd say about 60, 70 foot of visibility.
Yeah. Awesome. It is a great day for diving. There's a lot of people on the boat. They're getting ready to, you know, go out for the second dive. I got to talk to this guy. What's your name?
George.
George works at 4C Dive Center down here, right?
Yeah, down in Pompano.
And you're in the process of getting your Dive Master certification today as we speak, right now, with this dive. Is that right?
Yes, all that's true. This is probably my last week. Almost there.
You're almost there. What are you guys doing for skill-wise on this dive? Anything or what?
We're doing a search and recovery scenario.
Search and recovery. What are you trying to search and recovery, or what are you trying to find?
It's going to
be... Lobster?
Yeah. No. So we are going to use a weight belt. That's going to be the item that I'm going to make
locate.
Neutrally buoyant. Yeah, locate, make neutrally buoyant, and then... send to the top with a lift bag.
Gotcha. Now, who's your instructor there? He just walked away. What's his name?
His name is Attila.
Attila. Attila, the dive instructor here with South Florida Diving. How you doing, buddy?
That's good. Thank you so much.
Is he doing well? Is George doing well? Or here's your opportunity to totally throw him under the bus. Put a lot of extra pressure on him. What do you want to do?
That's good. It's very good in the George.
He's very good. Okay, he's been doing good. Well?
I'm very, very lucky.
You're very lucky. You thought you'd have someone like me to teach, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I already got my dive master, so God bless you, and good luck to you, George. You're looking forward to this, and maybe you'll end up working the boat some, too, or what?
It looks that way.
Looks that way. It may happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah, signs lead to yes if it was an eight ball.
All right. Well, very good. George the Dive Master. That's what you hope to be in about a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Say we're leading the charge. You know, it's a good process to go through the whole Dive Master training thing. Even if you don't become a professional diver on a boat, just getting those extra skills and stuff is well worth the effort, for sure. CJ, that's on your list someday, right?
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see? You want to be a dive master like me, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, yes, I do. I want to be just exactly like Greg. He is my idol.
Yes. Well, there you go. All right. No current. We just got the report on the second dive. No current. Great viz. Flat calm seas. This is just diving paradise.
It doesn't suck, and it makes a real easy, chill, fun dives.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about this lobster. Because we did, we were diving around 65 feet when we started. And, you know, last time I was down here, they said they were shallow. Captain Aria set us up. Whoa! We got a rolling tank. See, that's what happens when you don't bungee them in. And you heard it live on Scuba Radio. There you go. What not to do. But that's okay. There we go. Happens. Crisis avoided. But yeah, if you don't bungee in, you got CJ Grant jumped in there and did it, you know, and we're all good to go.
That was not my tank.
It was a rogue wave that got us there for a minute, and that's what you heard, the rocking, and you know, that happens on a dive boat. You have to have everything fastened down to make sure it doesn't flop over and land on somebody's foot or something. That's where people get injured, not underwater. They get injured on a dive boat like that with a rolling tank or something like
that. You have to keep your wits about you, don't panic, and I snap into action. It's automatic. I don't even think about it.
Yes, boat boy! Is in action. He has his magic looper, and yeah, you're ready.
I just saved you from a broken foot. You're welcome.
Yes. Well, thank you, Bug Boy. You're doing your duties quite well. But back to the lobster. Okay, so 65 feet is where we started, and I had a feeling we were a little too deep for the lobster. But I figured, yeah, let's check out the deeper side of the ledge, and maybe we'll see some big monsters, because, you know, I don't know, maybe they're deeper or whatever.
Yeah, I was cruising down there around 70, 71. I was checking every hole, and nothing.
We had some nice habitat. We had really good lobster habitat, but just they weren't there. And sure enough, towards the end of the dive, I said, okay, CJ, let's go back this way. I want to get shallower towards the end of our dive anyway. And I wanted to work my way up the reef, up, you know, to about 40, 45, if I could. Shallowest we could get was about 45. And sure enough, with about 1,300 pounds of air left, lo and behold, there's the lobster. You know, about 45 feet deep. And I was like, okay, I got enough air. I'm going to give him a shot. I was so excited about seeing a lobster towards the end of our dive. I made the Bush League mistake of not getting into my lobster zen state. And I approached him too quickly. He saw me coming. And as soon as I got out my looper, he went, pew, went up under the reef and I couldn't tickle them out with my looper. See, that's the downside of using a looper as opposed to being a tickler. If you loop and you have to tickle them when they scooch up under a reef, you can get screwed because it's hard to tickle them out with a looper. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw it. You didn't catch them.
Well, I didn't catch him because he was scared under the reef and I couldn't tickle him out. If I had a tickle stick with me, which I didn't because I was looping, you know, we could have got him. I could have tickled him back out, but I couldn't tickle him out with the looper.
That sounds about right. I was just chilling out about 30 feet, hovering over you, looking down with great amusement.
With great amusement? Why? You just saw me trying to, you know, see if I could figure out a way to get that looper back in there to tickle him a little bit, and I just couldn't do it, and you were just saying you knew I was frustrated, and you found pleasure out of my frustration?
That's exactly it. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, that's not really what the purpose of you diving with me is. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to assist. You're supposed to, you know, lend support.
Well, if you're not going to catch him, at least you can make others, give others joy.
Okay, I guess there's that. But, you know, the purpose of, you know, explaining the whole story is that if you want to go lobstering, you got to make a choice. You know, you want to loop or you want to tickle. Or maybe you bring a tickle
stick. Or do you want
a
lickle?
No, you can't combine. Well, you could lickle. And that's, I guess that's what I was saying. I mean, I keep thinking that I want to bring a tickle stick with me and a looper.
I just want you to mark that audio because I just invented that word.
What is it again?
Lickle.
Lickle. Somebody else has already picked up on your million-dollar idea. That's what happens, you know, when you blurt things out like that. Genius ideas.
Accommodations for Scuba Radio are provided by the Gomez Hilton.
Okay. And we got more coming up from South Florida next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Pompano Beach. We had our second dive. We limited out on lobster on the radio for the second dive. We got more dives to go before we limit out, I think. But two more are on the docket. Matter of fact, Dennis just got in from Minnesota. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. And his two siblings, or kids, I should say, came out and came out to join. CJ and myself. However, you know, even though we didn't limit out on lobster on this second dive, we did meet a new, person on the boat. It was actually at the surface, and I got him back on the boat now with me. He just likes to, I just dubbed him Snorkel Man because, well, I don't know. Snorkel Man, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's okay. I think he said it's good to be here. But Snorkel Man, you know, talked to us at the service. It's kind of hard to understand him, but he seemed to have the same passion for diving as we do. Is that true?
Well, no diving. I get down here anytime I can. And it's always a pleasure to go and get underwater.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea what he said. You know, it'd be much easier to communicate with you and share your thoughts on the dive if you didn't have the snorkel in your mouth, Snorkel Man.
Well, you know, I could do that. We had no hint, so what are you going to do?
I think he said, that's my thing. What are you going to do? I that's all I got to the very end. But you come down here often, Snorkel Man, or what do you do?
Yeah, when I can. Yeah, I'm trying to get down here every weekend. You know, it's getting really tough for the wind. And I can't see the radio, so I just kind of feel me on the radio.
Okay, all I heard was Scuba Radio, and yeah, I don't know what you said, but I'm going to take it as a compliment because you're not punching me or anything, so.
I got to get out of here. I got to set my gear up, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, so Snorkel Man said something. I have no idea. I don't know if we'll ever have him back on the air again. But see, these are the colorful characters you can meet in South Florida or on a dive boat or whatever, and will make your trip just that much more memorable or forgettable, depending on your perspective. So there you go. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Snorkel Man. Whose idea was that?
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I am going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got rid of Snorkel Man. He went off and just, I think I offended him because I couldn't understand him. And he walked off the boat. So CJ is back with me now. Did you see him?
I did. What the hell was that? That was like the worst bit ever.
I don't know whose idea that was, but he's fired. Okay, so look, Dennis and his family have shown up here. They flew their private plane. Dennis has a Mooney 201.
201, yep.
And you flew it down yesterday to join us on the boat here, the Black Pearl with South Florida Diving Headquarters. You're ready to go. You couldn't make the morning dive, so you missed the first two.
We got in a way later than I expected last night, and 4 hours of sleep didn't seem like a good idea to get out on the boat right away.
Okay, and if you want to hear all about his journey here, check out our other show, Just Plain Radio, and we'll cover that accordingly, because that's, you know, he does that more than he does diving with me. But he's here to dive now. You got your gear. You just pulled up a bunch of rental stuff from him, right?
Yep, had to borrow gear for the first time in my entire career, so we're going to have some fun, go get some lobsters, and maybe bring dinner up.
Very nice. Now, he can't do it, but CJ and I can, so he can be like a spotter for us. You hear what I'm saying? We got another set of eyes.
Okay. Oh, so he's not licensed. Is that
correct?
Okay.
So he can't catch them or eat them.
So we're going to go by the book this time. Every time.
Of course. Yeah, so, but have you ever done the lobster thing?
Yeah, I've gone out with you and...
oh, of course. See, you know, why didn't I remember that?
You probably got hit on the head by a coconut.
Okay, that would make more sense. All right, yeah, so we've done this before, but if you remember me vividly, you know that I am the lobster slayer.
In your own mind, yes.
Yeah, on the radio, I am the lobster slayer. We will limit out today.
Oh, every time we limit out on the radio.
Absolutely. So that's what we're going to do again today. We got two more dives to do so. Six lobsters per licensed Florida lobster hunter. So CJ and I, you know, we can get 12, right?
I still got six to go. I got killed last dive.
Well, we saw some. And we had some action on the last dive.
I did do battle, but my nemesis proved too quick for me.
Well, too small. One was too small. One had eggs. They can't keep those. So, you know. But we did see some action.
We had to let mama go.
If it's prego, lego. Right?
That's correct.
Yes. So that's the saying you're supposed to say, CJ. If it's prego, lego.
Just as in humans.
Okay. That is possible, too. That would probably apply.
Unless you're really lazy.
Unless you're really lazy, you wouldn't have nothing to do.
We better not. Pregnant woman.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. All right, Leslie, your kids are here. You don't want to set a bad example, Dennis. What are you doing?
It's too late for that.
Okay. Guys, DNA test. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. So Austin is his son. He was with us on the Turks and Caicos. How many years ago was that? Was that just 2 years?
That was 5 years ago. I think
5 years. It's been a while. Yeah, he's taller than me now. What is wrong with this kid?
Fertilizer.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so you're a pilot, you're a diver, you're doing the whole thing, but you're just bubble watching today on the boat?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling the dive today, so I'll just I'll supervise you guys. Make sure.
Okay,
you weren't by the books.
Okay, all right. He's gonna bubble watch. That's what bubble watchers do.
Craig, you're supposed to inspire people to dive, but instead, you're just the opposite. Thing happens. See, Austin's supposed to see Greg the dive master at scuba diving. Oh man, I can't wait to dive. And he sees Greg and he goes, yeah, not feeling it.
Well, that could be it, or it could be he sees his dad diving with you and I and thinking, hey, I know the insurance is paid up. I want to make sure I have plenty left over for me, kind of thing. Could that be it?
Well, you see, I was intimidated by your lobster hunting skills.
Right. Just scared him off. He intimidated him. That's okay, Austin. You know, a lot of people are, but they shouldn't be.
Bull crap.
Well, I don't know what is going on there. But anyway, okay, so you're going to bubble watch as well as your sister. Your name is?
Abby.
Abby, are you ready?
Sure.
You're going to bubble watch.
Yes.
But I thought you were going to get ready because you're going to be on the Turks and Caicos trip with us with your dad. You're coming out there.
Save all that energy.
Got to save the energy. All right, but you're an open water diver certified already, right? And you've dove where?
What?
Where have you dove so far?
Florida and home.
Florida and Minnesota.
Hawaii. Don't forget.
Hawaii? Really? You've been to Hawaii? You did some diving there, huh?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Sure.
Okay. And where here? Where did you dive in Florida?
Lots of places.
Oh, okay. She's dove all over the place.
She's
here?
She's dove on this boat.
Oh, so this is nothing new. She figured I want to just work on my tan and that kind of thing and hang out. And if Dad passes on, I'll have all his money left over for me.
Yep.
And Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they'll fly.
I can get the plane home, so.
True. Someone has to fly the plane back to the house. Understood. Okay, that's fair enough. So you think you're going to catch any lobster? Well, you can't catch them, but you think you're going to spot them better than CJ and myself?
I don't know. We're going to give it a try.
I'm going to give it a try. Do you have a goal other than just getting underwater and having some fun?
Yeah, let's get some lobster for dinner tonight. You know, let's just make this a whole bucket list trip. We've flown the airplane nonstop from Minnesota to Florida, and now we're going to go catch lobster for dinner.
Yeah, well, the idea is to get lobster to take back to the Gomez Hilton for a buffet tonight at, the Gomez Hilton facility.
We've actually stumbled onto a genius plan by complete accident by having Dennis be our spotter, because aren't pilots supposed to have, like, really, really good eyesight? So he's got to be way better eyeballs than you and I, right?
Well, no way. I'm a pilot in training, too.
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You've been training for how long, though, Greg?
Yeah, okay. So we got Dennis to spot. He will use his eyes. And then Austin, when we scare him upwards in the water column, the bubble watchers can scare him back down to us. You think that'll work?
That's a plan. Let's work
on it. Okay, I like it. And what did you get for rental gear? They hooked you up here at South Florida Diving Headquarters or what?
Oh, yeah.
Aria did?
Yeah, we got some brand new Aqualung gear with brand new dive computers, new Aqualung Titan regulators.
When was the last time you been in the water, Dennis?
In May, when we went to Hawaii. We dove down the wrecks down there. Abby got her Nitrox certification and to get ready for the Turks boat.
Right.
So we made it in a nice family vacation and got wet again.
Yeah. Now, Abby, you know that on this boat we're doing Eric Douglas is going to be on board, an author who's writing a story and is going to incorporate everybody's personality that's on the boat into the book. Are you ready to be the star of a underwater adventure novel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be a good person or a bad person?
I don't know.
Abby could be a seductress to the character or something, you think?
Well, she's my 14-year-old daughter. We're going to have to
be Oh, yeah, I guess
character.
That would be wrong. That'd be so wrong. Yeah.
But par for the course with this show.
Well, I don't even know how to respond to that, CJ. What do you think?
Let's edit that out.
Where's Snorkel Man when we need him?
I'll go find him.
No, don't. That would be bad. But, okay, so you're going to do the dives. We're going to catch some lobster. And then you guys got to fly back immediately tomorrow or what?
Yeah, tomorrow morning we're going to have to head back home. We'll be flying out on Labor Day just so we can get back in time for school and work.
Yeah. So, obviously, we're taping the show in advance. It's Labor Day weekend. We're hanging out here in South Florida. But we're going to be doing some shallow dives, so you're good. You guys are going to go leave after your 12-hour no-fly limit, right?
Right. We'll have plenty of time to off-gas before we need to fly.
And you're talking about off-gassing from nitrogen, just so we're clear. Has nothing to do with, like, oops, uh-oh. Captain Maria is saying, get the hell out of the way. I'm loading tanks, Greg. We're trying to get the boat on the road. The Black Pearl has places to be. We're going to dive. What do you think? What is your prediction on the next two, CJ?
I'm going to grab two and you'll grab three.
Okay. We're talking about lobster, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, same thing.
Okay, same thing, same numbers. That's going to be strange. Come on through. Yeah, everybody's trying to set up their gear, set up tanks. We got our tanks now. We got to set up our gear, don't we?
Let's do it.
All right, you ready? Let's do this. Austin and Abby, are you guys going to do anything or just going to watch while we set up our gear and learn stuff?
We're going to work on our nice farmer tans.
Nice farmer tans. You have a farmer tan, Abby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, get out there in the sun and, get that skin cancer. That's what you need to do. No. Lather up. You need to lather up and protect yourself.
Reef safe.
Yes, they got the reef safe. They're all set to go. All right, so let's set up our gear. CJ, you take that tank over there. I'll take this one.
Right.
No, these four, right? Oh, well, this is all of us. Yeah. We're all together. So we got a three-man buddy team now. We're going to do a three-way. What do you think of that?
Stop it.
What do you mean, stop it? I'm just saying, it's a three-way buddy team. You've dove in teams like that before, right?
Sure. We had all five of us down there.
Who's the leader? Who's going to be the leader of our dive team? CJ?
You, because you'll have the flag.
Okay, we could do it like that, I guess.
Or maybe I should take the flag and lead because you've got a history of navigation skills.
True.
What?
He's right.
Well, if I'm carrying the flag, it could never be lost.
Yeah.
But how are you going to grab a lobster if you got your hands busy with the flag?
Well, I've been doing it the last two dives. I can multitask.
Well, that's why you haven't limited out yet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. What do you think, CJ? You saw me in action. I can do both. I just, loop that thing around my arm and I catch my lobster.
His arms are real skinny, so he just puts it right around his arm.
Yeah.
Like a girl.
Thank you for your support. All right, I'm leading. I'm taking the flag. Screw you guys. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know me.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
You know, they did that today. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in South Florida, Pompano Beach. We finished our fourth dive of the day and limited out on lobsters, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we have limited out on lobsters on the radio.
Not true!
What do you mean? DJ has just coughed. I think he has a cold there.
I think he just got too much. Maybe he's allergic to the seafood.
Yeah, what's that?
Not true.
What is wrong with it? You really need to do something about that cold.
Lobster allergy, maybe?
It could be.
He's coming down with
something. Now, honestly, we had a phenomenal fourth dive here in South Florida. Did we not, CJ? Come on. I didn't hear what you said.
We had a phenomenal fourth dive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. We saw some big puffer fish. We saw some nurse sharks. Big boys.
Four nurse sharks, trumpet fish, puffer fish, trigger fish, parrot fish.
Very nice just geography. Nice ledge that we were cruising around for, you know, for about an hour or so. Now, Dennis was nice enough to be the flag boy.
Yep. Somebody's got to keep you guys heading back to the boat.
Yeah, well, you know, we follow the leader. We follow the guy with the flag. Follow the man with the flag. Don't take it from him. You know, it's not like underwater flag football, but it's you're the leader.
Right.
As long as we don't lose you, we don't lose the boat.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it was just really nice, leisurely dive. You know, I mean, forget lobstering. That was just a great dive, wasn't it, CJ?
It was way too much fun.
Way too much fun. Now, obviously, we're cruising back to the dock right now. That's why you hear all the noise. They're playing music. Everybody's, you know, kind of reflecting on their dive and that kind of thing.
It's time for the after party.
Yes. We're going to have some lobster appetizers, probably, for our crew. Now, Austin and Audrey, right? Audrey?
What?
Yeah, well, you guys were both bubble watchers, right?
Oh,
had fun,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we were watching all your bubbles.
Okay, and you guys jumped in the water and took a look around. What'd you see?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What'd you see?
Lots of fish and interesting fish.
Okay, same thing for you, Austin. Interesting fish? Or?
Yeah, we saw a lot of interesting fish. We saw like a little itty-bitty barracuda. It was probably like not even a foot long.
A baby barracuda you saw right here in Pompano. First time ever?
First time, yeah.
All right,
I've
cool.
seen big barracuda, but like...
But not little babies.
Yeah.
So that was a special thing. That was kind of like a moment. They had a moment. You hear what I'm saying, Dennis?
Yeah, I do.
And you're glad for this, right? To share this with your family, even though they didn't dive with us, they got to experience a little bit of the, you know, the underwater attractions they have here in Pompano Beach, you think?
Yeah, they've dove here enough that they know what it's like. And so, you know, the fact that they wanted to sit it out, I respect that decision. And I think they still had a good time, and we definitely had a great time.
We had an awesome time. CJ, where would you rate this dive? How would you rate it? Scale 1 to 10.
I have to give it a 9.
A 9? Dennis?
I give it a 9 as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a really laid-back dive. You know, we were looking for lobster, but, you know, it's one of those type of dives where the geography underwater was just really, really good. I mean, that's what I love about lobstering. When you're looking for lobster, you can kind of take this mode where you kind of get tunnel vision and you don't look around. But this was a laid-back kind of lobster dive because we didn't know how many lobster we might see. And I did see a Spanish lobster on this one, by the way. And, you know, it was there wasn't a whole lot of other lobster. But still, we limited out with lobster on the radio. So that's all that matters. And the fact that you can go down underwater and just cruise around and enjoy the scenery. And if you see a lobster and you get to go get after them, great. If you don't, you still have a phenomenal dive. That's the best kind of lobstering you can do. Would you agree?
I would 100% agree. Having the water conditions as warm as they were today, too, just made it just that much better. It was like swimming in your bathtub.
Yes, and we just had to make sure that we swam upstream from CJ because he was threatening to, I don't know, release in his downstream, or I don't know, what were you doing exactly? What was that all about?
What was what about?
Yeah, you were trying to, I don't know, say, hey, I'm going to, you know, relieve myself in your swim path. What was that? Were you doing
it? You looked a little chilly. I thought I saw some shivers. So I was just trying to make sure your body temperature didn't get too low.
Okay. So
I was trying to keep your core a little warmed up.
So you're just trying to be a good buddy by keeping your buddy warm. Well, I really didn't. You didn't need to do that. I didn't.
You're welcome.
That wasn't necessary. And I think I pretty much stayed up.
Also, I thought you had a jellyfish sting.
Yeah, that's a myth. That doesn't work. That's all, you know.
But you don't hurt, do you?
I don't hurt, but
then
I never got stung. No, I never got stung by a jellyfish.
No. See, now you don't even remember it.
This is the nonsense we deal with. It's a miracle? Okay, if you say so. I don't know. I just think it was a great dive. And I don't know, how soon will it be before you come back, Dennis? Well, your plane, now you can fly down anytime.
Right, I just have to have the free time. But I don't know, we got our big dive trip coming up in October with the Turks and Caicos.
So this is kind of a little warm-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a warm-up. And so we'll probably come again maybe this Christmas time, Thanksgiving. Austin's already trying to make plans for the next break in college to take a long weekend and do this trip again.
Yeah, well, I can see why. I mean, you come down and you hit it right. I mean, the conditions were perfect for just a day of diving today.
What do we have, 2 to 4 inches seas today? You know, this is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, they were predicting that the seas were going to kick up in the afternoon, and maybe they did. They said, I think they told them in the office, like, hey, you sure you want to dive? We got 2 to 4s going. And, you know, you said you thought it was 2 to 4 feet. Me and CJ came in for the first 2 dives and said, 2 to 4 feet? No way. And I think we were correct. It was 2 to 4 inches. Yeah, they didn't quite get that right. But, hey, it was a good thing because it meant we had a great day of diving. All right, look, hour 2 of Scuba Radio's on deck. We might even head over to the Gomez Hilton for some after-dive party stuff. So who knows what could happen. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.